Welcome to Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this episode, we'll be talking about Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, directed by Luc Besson.
So it is based on the comic book Valerian and Laureline, and it sees Dane DeHaan playing Valerian and Cara Delevingne playing Laureline, and they're kind of like secret agents working for, you would say, the human race, and they travel throughout the galaxy, kind of being spies.
Or doing missions for, like, the humans, the Human Federation.
Yeah, the Star Human Federation. Yeah,
yeah. The film's set in a kind of universe where there's various different alien species all cohabiting. At the start of the film, like, I really liked the way this film opened up, where you had essentially, like, the International Space Station, or something very similar with humans on it, and then you see kind of 100 years in the future, them being greeted by aliens, and then more aliens and more aliens. And eventually this space station grows so big with other aliens joining it that they have to kind of push
off
from Earth.
Into space.
Yeah. And it ends up being this huge place, the kind of city of the title, where there are various different alien species inhabiting this city. And so the film begins. We see Dane DeHaan's character Valerian having a dream of a civilization of people living in a kind of island paradise being obliterated by some kind of Armageddon level event. He wakes up and basically he's trying to find out how he came to have this vision, because he understands, like, it's somehow been telepathically communicated to him that these people were in trouble. So him and Laureline travel back to the kind of central city.
They do a little mission in between, but yeah.
Yeah, and then that's kind of where the story, most of the story takes place.
On the space station.
In this kind of city of a thousand planets in the space station.
What it does do, though, is it creates this amazing universe. Like, visually, it looks really good on the big screen. That's one thing I would say about it. I mean, it does have some flaws about the story.
Yeah.
And some maybe a bit thin in places, but overall, spectacle-wise, it looks really, really great on the big screen. Like, they create this universe and all these different aliens and stuff. They don't go into too much depth, but you really feel like you're in there.
Yeah, I think, like, with the opening sequence when you're seeing different alien races come aboard the ship, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Because it was the creativity of all the different styles of aliens that they came up with. I really like that. And there was a lot of funny moments in it as well. And then the CG for that, and for the bit when they're on the kind of paradise planet at the beginning.
Yeah.
The special effects were incredible in the film. That's one of the things that you have to give it credit for.
Even the bit where they go to the big marketplace as well, that was like one of my favourite bits too.
Oh yeah, that was another thing with the film. Like, I really liked some of the ideas they had, because they go to the great marketplace and they have to put on these helmets. So it's like basically just a giant desert area. You can't see anything, but when you put the helmet on,
you're in a different dimension.
It appears to you. Yeah, it's like a different dimension. At first I thought it's like a hologram thing, but it, like, does actually exist.
I think something
But
like
you
that.
Just can't see it. So yeah, there was a lot
we
of
don't
really,
know the science.
There was a lot of really interesting sci-fi concepts in this, because that part was especially kind of interesting, how it worked and kind of drew you in a little bit. And yeah, just again, you see different alien species there. It's kind of like has that Star Wars vibe. Like, if you were there in 77 when Star Wars came out, imagine the same thing, like seeing creatures that you've never seen before.
Tatooine, like go to the cantina.
Yeah, like Mos Eisley and things. That was the same kind of vibe you get from this, being like, wow, we're in a different, like, it's a kind of universe where there's all these different creatures living. So that was one of the things about it. A lot of creativity and a lot of stuff to do with, like, telepathy and dreams and different dimensions and passing through vortexes and things that I found really fascinating.
What did you think of the relationship between Valerian and Laureline? Because I really like Dane DeHaan. And what was it we saw recently with him?
Cure for Wellness.
Cure for Wellness. And it was a bit weird seeing him as now this kind of universal hero.
Yeah.
When the only other thing I really associate him with is a Cure for Wellness.
Well,
he's supposed to be like the best agent in the entire galaxy, you know, he's like unstoppable and he's had all these conquests. And, you know, and I don't really buy it that it's like Dane DeHaan. I really like Dane DeHaan. But that's one thing I didn't really buy it. I do really like him. And it's not like immediately, but just throughout it, I was like, I don't really buy that he's like the greatest agent in the
They were very different films. And Dane DeHaan has a kind of I don't know if it's his attitude or his looks or his voice, but he's not like your typical hero, like good-looking hero.
He's not your typical leading man.
He's like a good-looking guy, but more in a kind of, he's quite arrogant and always has an ironic look about him, rather than just being like a dashing, handsome guy. Yeah. It's like, there's always something about him that's kind of edgy, I think.
Yeah.
Which is the same with Cara Delevingne as well. Yeah. Like, both of them seem kind of a little spiky, not just kind of perfect, like, people, which I kind of work for this. They're more, they have a more punk aesthetic, I guess, I'd say, than usual.
I liked it in places, because I feel like they did work well together, and they kind of bounced off each other quite well.
Yeah.
And you did kind of believe that they were in this kind of relationship, and it was like, will they get together or not and stuff. And they did have some like nice little one-liners between each other, but there was just
essentially like him trying to sleep with her and her brushing him off. But then you're kind of aware like they've got to get together eventually. That's what's going to happen. So it was kind of fun to see that really dynamic kind of play out. And they are kind of, it is kind of the typical relationship where they're partners, but they're obviously going to get together. Like Mulder and Scully or something like that. It was like the two they're working
together.
Yeah, it's
together, always there, but,
you know, but there's always the sexual tension between them as well. Like, I guess I would kind of relate this to other kids' films, like the Spy Kids series, or...
See, I think you're going too young. I think you're going too low. I don't really feel like it's, like, completely aimed at, like, really young kids. Like, I wouldn't put this in a Spy Kids bracket.
See, I felt it was just, like, a fun kids' film.
It was a fun movie, but I don't really feel like it's just totally aimed at, well, it's not the same as Spy Kids.
I just didn't think there was anything in it that was, like, that a kid, like... I thought it was just made for kids. There's nothing in it that would be like... Yeah, there's nothing in it that's that deep or hard to understand about what's going on.
No,
and the central themes of the thing are kind of bad guys doing bad things.
Yeah.
It's like your typical kind of, you know, pantomime villain doing things. I think what makes this film different, and probably the reason a lot of people don't think it's like...
I don't know why you're going for Spy Kids.
Other kids' film. I guess because it's like the male and female main characters going through a wacky adventure together.
That's X-Files though as well.
I don't know, but X-Files is more,
sometimes.
Just the tone of it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess like the comedy in it and the kind of jokes, you know, like putting her head in a jellyfish and stuff like that. It's like, it's like that kind of joke that a kid would find funny.
Yeah. Like me.
And you. Yeah.
You love that.
And the bit when there's like an alien that's going to eat her head, it's kind of things that you'd find funny.
Yeah.
It's not.
But I mean, I just feel like visually it's got, and there's like little kind of nods to like, you know, massive governmental cover up of disaster on planet and stuff. You know, it's not all.
But the thing is that, like, I don't know if it was I don't think it was that subtle. What I'm trying to say is not that subtle that you'd say like it's an adult thing. It's like easy enough for kids to be like, he's a bad guy.
I think there's enough on there for that everybody can enjoy it. I wouldn't like say this is like little kids.
I think one of the things is this is based on like a French comic book, and I think that's another thing which makes it different from your typical like Hollywood kids film, or let's say Hollywood sci-fi comedy then, is because it's from the French comic book, so I think it's like a different culture, like it's come from a different culture. So obviously some of the ideas in it, some of the way the characters behave, is not based on your typical thing that we might be used to from other things we've seen. Like, we're kind of used to X-Men or, like, other comic book movies that have all come from, like, American comic books. But I think this is, because this has come from a European comic book, that would explain some of, like, why it might seem weird to people. Or it might, there's a lot of points in this film where it goes in an unexpected direction, and it's just because you're expecting one thing because you're used to it, but this is based on something that's a culture that you're probably not as familiar with, I guess. So like the bits with Rihanna and like the bits with, yeah, just, I felt like it kept going in weird directions.
Yeah.
It's, like, not your typical story. It doesn't play out in the same way you'd expect it to, perhaps.
I just feel like it was good in the way of it was, like, a nice, interesting sci-fi movie, which you don't really see now, and you get something just slightly different, and they built this universe. I like the idea that they built this, and it looked really good. I mean, admittedly, in places it probably was a bit more style over substance for what was going on. There wasn't really much pushing it along, but it looked amazing. And the space station was, you know, it was just had moments that were interesting.
Well, it was really unique, and I did like the world building, and I wished we'd seen more of that. So maybe if they do another film, they do more of the world. But I thought it was really impressive how much they actually managed to squeeze into this film, because you saw a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of different races, a lot of different characters, even if they were just introduced really briefly. Mm. But coming out of it, you kind of felt like, yeah, I've experienced a lot of this world.
I did think it was a bit of a weak ending, but I enjoyed the journey through it, I would say.
Yeah, it's more spectacle than you're going
to
come out.
But I would like to see another one.
Thinking you'd learn something from it. But yeah, it was an interesting world.
Yeah,
and a kind of fun movie, fantastic special effects, and like we say, original. It's not based on anything else. You won't have seen, unless you've read the comic books, you won't have seen anything like this before, or you won't have seen this world before. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend it as like a fun popcorn film.
And that was our review of Valerian, The City of a Thousand Planets. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with our review